Good evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening and thank you for joining us tonight. This is VK2WI News live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer for this evening, Steve, VK2EL, ably assisted in engineering by Izzy, VK2CAA. The weather here at Dural this evening is cool and clear with around about 17 degrees Celsius. Rainfall over the last week here at Dural, it was 4 millimetres. Our transmitter status is all A-OK. And on the ARNSW RadNet, all repeaters are operating normally. Silent key. It is with regret that we begin this week with news of a silent key.
It is with great sadness that we record the passing of Mark Blackmore, VK2XOF, on Friday the 10th of April at the age of 70. Mark was a board member and life member of Amateur Radio New South Wales. He had a long career in electronics and communications, beginning as a trainee with AWA, working across design, calibration, maintenance and production testing. Later in his career, he moved into roles in the development, testing and manufacturing of a wide range of electronic systems, including communications equipment and biomedical devices. Mark became a radio amateur in the early 1990s and was involved with several groups, including Amateur Radio New South Wales. He joined the board of directors in 2009 and remained an active contributor for many years, with his contributions recognised through the Award of Life membership. Respected for his knowledge, along with generosity in sharing his time and experience, Mark will be greatly missed. A celebration of life gathering is being planned, with details to be advised. Please pause with us now while we remember Mark. Vale Mark Blackmore, VK2XOF.
This is a news broadcast.
Let it run. Let it run because it was basically buttered up straight against it.
Cast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Okay, and in news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week, later in this bulletin, we have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simply email to news, N-E-W-S, at arnsw.org.au. We don't need full items, just the details of the activity and contacts. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office, OFFICE, at arnsw.org.au, or by leaving a telephone message on 02 94 44 0123. Tonight we welcome listeners on the Echo Link Ham Conference and the Australian and New Zealand Echo Link Network. Callbacks will be taken after the bulletin, and it's with our thanks to John, VK3, HJQ, and the Australian and New Zealand Echolink network team for making this relay available. Picton Hamfest. Coming up next month, the Picton Hamfest returns for 2026. It will be on Sunday the 31st of May, once again at Picton Showgrounds, 151 Menangle Street, Picton. It starts at 8 a.m. and will conclude at 2 p.m. Outdoor sites measuring 6 by 6 metres can be booked by contacting Steve on 0421 109 6904. There are also a limited amount of indoor tables available at a small cost. For more information, you can contact the Hamfest organising team via email, which is hamfest, Hamfest, at pictonshowsociety.com.au. You can also find updates on the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society website. Click on the Picton Hamfest link from the homepage and on the Society's Facebook page. With 73s and thanks from Simon, VK2XQX. We now have the weekly solar and geophysical report with data thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. First, a summary of the activity, which was from the 10th to the 16th of April. Your dates across the column should be 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th and 16th. Your 10 centimetre flux numbers are 904, 903, 999, 999, 101, 105 and 108. The Fredericksburg A index, 16107323. The Australian A index, 13105102, and one estimated. The T index, 79676561907903 and 80. Solar flare activity was low to moderate levels, remaining below warning threshold. Geomagnetic activity in the Australian region was at quiet to unsettled, but remained below geomagnetic warning levels. Ionospheric F2 critical frequencies in southern Australia were mostly near monthly predicted values, with depressions of 15% were observed during daylight hours on the 11th and throughout the 12th. The 13th and 15th saw depressions of 20% during local night hours. Day on the 11th, all day on the 12th, light and 20% during local night. The 16th saw depressions of 15% during local daylight hours. Frequencies in general were slightly lower than predicted. This is likely due to the lower than unusual solar flux emission throughout the week. Solar flux values were showing a slight increase later in the week. The forecast issued on the 17th of April, which takes us through to the 23rd of April, solar activity is expected to be at quiet levels with a slight chance of an R1. Geomagnetic activity is expected to reach G1 earlier in the week due to coronal hole effects, with quiet to unsettled conditions afterwards. Maximum usable frequencies, or MUFs, for the southern Australian region are expected to be mostly near predicted, with the chance of slight depressions due to the forecast geomagnetic activity early in the week. And now we have the solar flux index update, and here are the SFI figures for this week. Having finished March, we are expecting a minimum of 102 an average of 131 and a maximum of 162, with peak dates between the 1st and the 9th and the 25th to 31st. So far in April, we are expecting a minimum of 93, an average of 118 and a maximum of 145, with peak dates from the 1st to the 4th and 22nd to the 30th. And in looking into the crystal ball for May, we are expecting a minimum of 90, an average of 118, and a maximum of 145, with peak dates from the 1st to the 2nd and 17th to the 29th. And all that information was thanks to Noel, VK2FUL.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono VK6FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
When you begin your journey as a radio amateur, you're introduced to the concept of a mode. A mode is a catch-all phrase that describes a way of encoding information into radio signals. Even if you're not familiar with amateur radio, you've come across modes, though you might not have known at the time. When you tune to the AM band, you're picking a set of frequencies, but also a mode, the AM mode. When you tune to the FM band, you do a similar thing, set of frequencies, different mode, FM. The same is true when you turn on your satellite TV receiver. You're likely using a mode called DVB-S. For digital TV, the mode is likely DVB-T, and for digital radio, it's something like DAB or DAB+. Even when you use your mobile phone, it too is using a mode, be it CDMA, GSM, LTE, and plenty of others. Each of these modes is shared within the community, so that equipment can exchange information. Initially, many of these modes were built around voice communication, but increasingly, even the basic mobile phone modes are built around data. Today, even if you're talking on your phone, the actual information being exchanged using radio is of a digital nature. Most of these modes are pretty static. That's not to say that they don't evolve, but the speed at which that happens is pretty sedate. In contrast, a mode like Wi-Fi has seen the explosion of different versions. During the first 20 years, there were about 19 different versions of Wi-Fi. You'll recognise them as 802.11a, b, g, j, y, n, p, a, d, a, c, and plenty more. I mention Wi-Fi to illustrate just how frustrating changing a mode is for the end user. You buy a gadget, but it's not compatible with the particular Wi-Fi mode that the rest of your gear is using. It's pretty much the only end-user-facing mode that changes so often as to make it hard to keep up. As bad as that might be, there is coordination happening with standards bodies involved, making it possible to purchase the latest Wi-Fi equipment from a multitude of manufacturers. In amateur radio, there are amateur-specific modes, like RTTY, PSK31, even CW is a mode. And just like with Wi-Fi, they evolve. There's RTTY 45, RTTY 50, and RTTY 75 wide and narrow, when you might have thought that there was only one RTTY. The FL Digi software supports 18 different Olivia modes out of the box, which haven't changed for a decade or so. The speed of the evolution of Olivia is slow. The speed of the evolution of RTTY is slower still. CW is not moving at all. At the other end, new amateur modes are being developed daily. The JT modes, for example, are by comparison evolving at breakneck speed, to the point where they aren't even available in the latest versions of the software. For example, FSK441, introduced in 2001, vanished at some point, superseded by a different mode, MSK144. It's hard to say exactly when this happened. I searched through 15 different releases and couldn't come up with anything more definitive than the first mention of MSK144 in version 170, apparently released in 2015. My point is that in amateur radio terms, there are modes that are not changing at all, and modes that are changing so fast that research is being published after the mode has been depreciated. Mike, Whiskey Bravo 2, Foxtrot Kilo Oscar, published his research, Meteor Scatter Communication with Very Short Pings, comparing the two modes, FSK441 and MSK144, in September 2020. It makes for interesting reading. There are parallels between the introduction of computing and the process of archiving. The early 1980s saw a proliferation of hardware, software, books and processors that exploded into the community. With that came a phenomenon that lasted at least a decade, if not longer, where archives of these items don't exist because nobody thought to keep them. Floppy disks thrown out, books shredded, magazines discarded, knowledge lost. It didn't just happen in the 1980s. Much of the information that landed man on the moon is lost. We cannot today build a Saturn V rocket with all the support systems needed to land on the moon from scratch, even if we wanted to. We have lost manufacturing processes, the ability to decode magnetic tapes, and lost the people who did the work through retirement and death, not to mention company collapses and mergers. Today, we're in the middle of a golden age of radio modes, each new mode with more features and performance. In reality, this means that your radio that came with CW, AM, FM and SSB will continue to work, but if it came with a specialised mode like FSK441, you're likely to run out of friends to communicate with when the mode is depreciated in favour of something new. In my opinion, open source software and hardware is vitally important in this fast-moving field, and if we're not careful, we will repeat history and lose the knowledge and skill won through perseverance and determination due to lack of documentation or depreciation by a supplier. When did you last document what you did? What will happen to that when you too become a silent key? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
For more information about this series, including audio, transcripts and other useful amateur radio resources, Ono's website is Victor Kilo 6 Fox Lima Alpha Bravo.com, or you can contact Ono via email to cq@vk6flab.com. And now we have Wison News. Wison will be providing safety communications for a dirt bike trail ride in forests around the Oberon area on Sunday the 3rd of May. If you are interested in helping out, contact Nick via the Wison Operations email. The next memory walk is on Sunday the 24th of May at Cathy Freeman Park. Now that's inside Sydney Olympic Park, which is near the showground. If you are interested in helping out, please contact John via the Wison Operation email. If you are interested in assessing with either of these events, please contact Wison via the operations email, which is wicen.ops@vrarescue.org. And include the event you're interested in. Wison New South Wales weekly voice nets are on Sunday evenings from 6 p.m. on a number of repeaters around Sydney. The next Winglink net will be at 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Check the Wison website for details. Wison NSW is a communication support squad for VRA Rescue NSW. For more information about Wison, visit the website at nsw.wicen.org.au. And now we have club news. And we start this week with news from the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. The next general meeting is at 2 p.m. on Saturday the 2nd of May in the Port Macquarie SES building. This meeting will feature the long-awaited presentation by Ben, VK2BJW, and Tim, VK2XAX, on MeshTastic and MeshCore networking. It's now only 7 weeks until the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club's 50th annual field day. It's at Warhope Showground Hall on the weekend of the 6th and 7th of June. over the King's Birthday long weekend. The field dinner will be on Saturday night at Port Macquarie Golf Club. If you are planning on attending, book your accommodation early. The area is in a popular holiday destination. My apologies. During the long weekend, camping is also available at the Wauchope Showground for tents, caravans and motorhomes. Further details, including contact information for the caretaker, are on the Wauchope Showground website. Members are advised that the club's 50th anniversary field day polo shirts and hats will soon be available. Orders will need to be placed promptly to ensure delivery in time for the field day. The club runs foundation courses along with assessments for all licensed grades. The next training and assessment weekend will be scheduled once sufficient candidates have registered. You can register your interest via the contact form on the club's website. There are two club nets each week. The midweek net from 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights and the weekend net at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Both nets are on the VK2 RPM 2-metre repeater, which is on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. EchoLink access is also available on VK2 RPM-R. During the nets, the repeater is linked to the VK2 RCN repeater at Telegraph Point via EchoLink. VK2 RCN is on 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset and a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at orarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The March issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is now online with a new look. It can also be viewed online as a flipbook. Past issues of Oxtails are available on the website as well. The club is also on Facebook. Just search for Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. With thanks to Henry, VK2ZHE, for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to PO Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
And we continue club news with the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club's rooms at Carryong are open on Saturdays at 10:30 a.m. As always, members and visitors are most welcome. The next club show and tell is at 11 a.m. next Saturday, the 25th of April. It is on the theme of anything portable. Bring along either physical items or digital photos for display. Afterwards, portable stations will be set up in the club grounds. At the time of submission, all services at VK2 RAG Summersby are operational except for D-Star. The club's weekly net is on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. on the VK2 RAG 2-metre repeater, and that's on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone. And via EchoLink on the ham conference, it is also live streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the CCARC, including the things we can't talk about here, on the web at ccarc.org.au or by telephone to 02 43 40 2500, which normally goes to a message bank, or on social media by searching for Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to follow the page to receive updates. 73's from Alan, VK2MG, Publicity Officer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. The BMARC Clubhouse is open on the first and third Saturday of each month. Members and guests are welcome to drop in to work on projects, use the club's facilities, or just simply say hello. The clubhouse is at 4 Moore Street, Glenbrook, adjacent to the Great Western Highway and about 11 minutes walk from Glenbrook Railway Station. Yarn, VK2FEB, is continuing to facilitate the standard and advanced license upgrade classes. Classes run on Wednesday nights from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. via Zoom. If you are an existing license holder and wish to upgrade, please contact the club secretary, Irene, via email to secretary@bmarc.org. For more information about the club or any upcoming BMARC events, contact the club secretary, Irene, at secretary@bmarc.org. You can also find out more on the club's website, which is www.bmarc.org. 73 from James, VK2GOH, Publicity Officer for the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. And now we head down to the southeast a little bit, the St. George Amateur Radio Society. Coming up on Wednesday the 6th of May, the Society will be holding a trivia night. This fun and friendly event for all levels of amateur radio operators, from the newly licensed to the most experienced operators. There will be four rounds of questions covering operating practices, amateur radio culture, propagation, antennas, satellites, and some tricky questions on obscure radio history. It's at the Society's usual meeting venue, which is the Mortdale RSL Club in Macquarie Place, about a 5-minute walk from Mortdale Railway Station. The Society's Don Edwards Memorial Slow Morse Contest is coming up next month on the weekend of the 16th and 17th of May. The contest commemorates Don, VK2 November Victor, a longtime member of the Society and a keen CW operator. Amateurs of all experience levels are encouraged to take part. The rules are simple. Morse code, sent by hand and received by ear. It's a slow Morse contest, so operating speeds are limited to 10 words per minute or less. Some contacts in previous years were as slow as 3 words per minute. The contest runs for 3 hours on Saturday evening on 80 metres and 3 hours on Sunday afternoon on 40 metres. Also next month is the Harry Angel contest on the evening of the Saturday the 2nd of May on 80 metres. For more information about the St. George Amateur Radio Society's contests, repeaters and other activities, visit the website, which is at www.sgars.org. With thanks to Peter, VK2EMU, for the St. George Amateur Radio Society.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. On the Amateur Radio New South Wales website, you can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kHz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen for VK2 ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club Net is at 7pm on VK2RGL. That's 147.1 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone and on Echolink VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30pm on 146.975 MHz and 438.025 MHz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR Net is at 7:30pm on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben VK2AFK. At 8pm, there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve VK2STG, the Haddock Net on VK2RNS 147.25 MHz, and the Waverley Amateur Radio Society Net on VK2RBV. That's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VKDMR Net starts at 7:30pm on Talk Group 505. From 8pm, Blue Mountains ARC Net on 3543 kHz. St George Amateur Radio Society Digital Net on 146.8 MHz. And the Southern Highlands Radio Group Net on VK2RHR on 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30pm on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club Net is at 9:30am on 7115 kHz. There's 2 metre nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30pm, the Hunter Radio Group Net on 146.975 MHz and Echolink Node 1474 and the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club Net on 3633 kHz. At 8pm, it's the Haddock Net on 3608.5 kHz, Illawarra's 6 metre net on VK2RMP, 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club Net, VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Vicious Ghost Amateur Radio Club Net at 7:30pm on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on Echolink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30pm on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8pm, there's the St George Amateur Radio Society Weekly Net on VK2RLE, 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10 metre net on 28.466 MHz. And the CCARC Weekly Net on VK2RHE on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9am on 7106 kHz. West Lakes at 9:30am on 7115 kHz. And then at 8pm, the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70 centimetre net on 439.675 MHz.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crows net, 6am on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society net at 9:30am on VK2RMP 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net 7:30pm on Southeast Network VK2RFS 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375 and VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, West Lakes DMR net from 8am, usually on Talk Group 3802. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9am on VK2RPM. Wyson New South Wales nets, 6pm on Chatswood 2m or Currajong 70cm repeater, 6:30pm on DMR or HF, and 6:45pm on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity. Email us news@arnsw.org.au or leave a message on the office phone 02 944 0123.
Our next news bulletin will be at 10am next Sunday morning, including a relay of the national news from VK1WIA. That is all from VK2WI News for this week. Your announcer has been Steve, VK2EEL, ably assisted in engineering by Izzy, VK2CAA. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you. On VK2RDX at Mount Bindo, callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St. George Amateur Radio Society. And on VK2RNC Newcastle, Paul VK2APA or Paul VK2BPL is standing by. Here at VK2WI, we will listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. Here in the studio, I will start at 160 metres and then go 20, 80, 30 and 40. In engineering, Izzy will take callbacks from 10 metres to the VHF and UHF frequency ranges, and he will advise you of the order he's doing them in. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Please stay safe, and thanks very much for listening.